The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fatted cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops to destroy those murderers and burn their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whoever you may find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they had found, good and bad alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw there was a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you come here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet and cast him out into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Good evening. I'm seeing the faces of the candidates. Don't worry, I'm not gonna quiz you. I know we're thinking about the Dodgers right now. Let's forget about them for a few minutes and let's just be here at our church to pray together. And I said to myself, and reflecting about the gospel that we heard today, it's about a banquet, which the theme is very obvious. It is hospitality and generosity. So don't close your ears, just hear me out, because when you hear the word generosity, hospitality, I'm not asking for money, okay? So just hear me out. And I have a little problem about this gospel that we heard today. The very first one, the problem that I have difficulty wrapping my head around it, the king invited a selected few or a guest, but no one showed up because they went for a business or anything. And then the second, he invited everyone, the good and the bad, and then they came. And then the third piece, the very bottom of the gospel, one guest did not or show up, not a proper attire, and got in trouble. And there is a word that's so harsh. You invited everybody, the good and the bad, and all of a sudden I got in trouble? Think about this. If you go to a party and you're not invited, like party crashers, think about this in social media. If you unfriend someone and they found out, what's gonna happen? Yo, boy, you're in trouble. Or Instagram, if you stop unfollowing people and they found out, some people get in trouble for that. And what I want you to think about, especially for those people are candidates for confirmation, it is a journey to where you are at the moment. That's why your sponsors are here to walk with you. Faith is a journey that needs accompaniment. You need someone to be with you, to guide you with all your questions about faith. Faith is not just about answers. Faith is about questions. Maybe at the end of our life, we still don't know the answers. You know what? It is okay, because questions is also important than answers. like what we heard in the gospel story today. Let's talk about the banquet. In the biblical times, especially the wedding banquet, the wedding banquet takes forever, usually a week, 7 days. Remember when Jesus was asked by Mary that they run out of wine? Because the wedding banquet is 7 days. We had the parish fair last weekend for 2 days, and I'm still recovering from it. How much more a 7-day celebration? But also in a banquet during that time, you are expected to show up. The whole village is invited. During that time, it's a small village. If you don't show up, the host knows that you did not show up. And then I want you to think about this, and this is what I want you to talk about or think about this week. The third piece of our gospel. Why this person got in trouble for not dressing up? The second reading gives us the answer for that. St. Paul invited his community to put on Christ. So what does it mean to put on Christ? It is about the new teachings of Christ, which is forgiveness, compassion, mercy, kindness, and love. This is the reason why it's hard to be a Christian or Catholic, because we are asked by God to do the opposite. We have to do the good thing, even though we desire something else. And for you, as candidates or young people or even adults, sometimes there's a tension between what we want and what we need. There's a tension between our faith that we believe or not, to love or not. Last Friday, I went to the school and I walked into a fifth grade class. So they're having a project, a Halloween project. It's an art class. Before we started, I got overwhelmed because the children around me gave me all their supplies. Rulers, pencils, colored pencils or crayons, and my desk was empty. Now it's full of supplies. And the teacher said, "Father, do you want to say something to them?" I said, "No, I just want to be a fifth grader today." And I have that privilege. And I've learned this. Young people, children, are generous. Children in nature are good. But what happened to us adults? I will be good to you if you follow me on Instagram. I will be good to you if you like my Facebook post. There becomes a condition. And I want you to think about this. I've been saying this today. Living with Christ, in Christ, there's no condition. This is the reason why there's unconditional love. Christ loves us, but there's no condition. It's hard for us as we grow in our faith. And I learned this in life. Faith is complex. That's why we accompanied it with prayer, because our prayer to God opens our mind, our heart, and our spirit. And that, how can we put this in our context today? That this gospel of the banquet, that everybody's invited, but yet you have to put on Christ. You know what I learned? Generosity and hospitality comes together. Generosity, you give. We're good with that as Christians. Hospitality, when you receive good things or good work or good memories from people, what do you do about it? Do we say thank you or we just ignore it? As a priest, sometimes people do good things for me. I said, "No, I don't need it." Actually, we do need good things in life. What I want you to do this week, think about this. Gather all your good memories, good fortune, good life into your hands like this in prayer. But more so, think about those people who accompany you or gave you that goodness or that blessing. because we receive the gifts, but did not fall in our lap, it was given to us. Maybe you can think about this in a candidate and sponsor relationship. For sponsors, you're giving them your gift of faith. For candidates, it is a gift that's been given to you so you can pass it on to other people. And my last story is, I came from, I think you know most of my life, came from four boys in the family. Michael, Marlon, Mark, and my younger brother, Carlo. And at the beginning of the school year, Carlo was always upset. You know why? Because he always received the hand-me-down shirts. From white, it became yellowish. And then I just talked to them all the time. Carlo has three boys now too. And I said to him, or asked him, do you do hand-me-down stuff also? He said to me, oh yes, it's cheaper and it's reasonable. I think the parents can relate to that. What I'm saying is, goodness in life can be recycled. Keep it, but give it when it's needed. We are given the gift. Are you ready to give this to other people who are in need? Because my reflection is like this, because there are a lot of things happening in our country, in our world. Las Vegas, Northern California. I think our brain needs a little break. That's why we are here to pray together. If we bring our prayer together as one, it becomes generously given to other people and hospitably received by all. God bless you this year, and I wish you all the best. Good evening.